This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does it get any sadder than that, folks? I mean, that music itself wants to make you cry. The end is here this week of The Jake Brown Show. A little podcast that began on October 5th, 2016, with an episode one. That involved an OBJ rant, which one of the final episodes here may involve. The first episode that began with comedian and Super Met fan Jim Brewer, we started off with a bang. And literally end with a bang, a shebang, in William Hung joining the program. Constantine Maroulis from American Idol, Idol Week here to close it out, will join me to co-host the final show this week. But I wanted to say a goodbye and a goodbye speech, and we could lower the music a little. We could take it down. And we could go a cappella. Started off in December 2014 with CBS and CBS Radio before they became Entercom at the beginning of 2018. We started with Ben Troop. Now, since I was 7 years old, I wanted to be a sports radio show host. I wanted to talk about sports. I wanted to call games. That's what I've always wanted to do. It's been my dream. It's been my passion. And I'm still very much on the way to doing that and still have a lot of things to come and good things to come, I believe, because of my passion, because of my work ethic, because of my drive that I have. Have there been roadblocks along the way? Of course there have. This is another one of the roadblocks that you get through and you move on to the next. And I'm not trying to make this an emotional, like me being a baby, but I mean, this is a run of over 3 years. I was the longest podcaster here with the Play.it, Radio.com, all these networks. No one was here since day one. Now, I worked with CBS full-time, so I had a little bit of a leg up. So for those who say, how did you get a show? It took pitches. It took that me showing them, hey, I'm good at this and I like it and I can get guests and I have a co-host here who played in the NFL and Ben Troop. So working full time did help me get the leg up. Not everyone could get the platform I got on at my age, so that did help. So first off, I'll thank the people who helped me get on, and Adam Bloom at CBS, Adam Wiener. Thanks to Seth Nyman. Thanks to Pat Antonetti behind the board for always running through. Thanks to Brian Corson for always being there as well and doing some fun episodes with us. He was a part of the Sweatpants Saga episode that Pat was not here for. A lot of fun episodes over these years. Thanks to Andy for helping with the promo that everyone heard, the final weeks of Mike Francesa. They heard the Jake Brown Show commercial. I grew up listening to Mike and the Mad Dog, so it wasn't a huge deal, but it was kind of cool to be in the commercials of Mike Francesa. His final show, people are listening online, and my name comes up in the commercial. So for me, that was special for me. It's another one of those baby steps towards the promised land, towards greatness. And I'm a long way from there, but I feel like this platform helped my name get out there. It helped my voice be heard a little bit and still being heard. I'm just a kid from Queens, a Jewish kid from Queens who loves sports, who loves to be at the game, who loves to watch the game, and loves to talk about it. And this platform allowed me to talk to some of my heroes. It allowed me to talk to A-list celebrities that I never would have been able to do on my own. I mean, never in a million years could you do something from your house microphone and be able to talk to some of the people that I've gotten to talk to over these 3.5 years. From Dr. Ben Carson to DJ Khaled to David Hasselhoff to French Montana to Lenny Dykstra to Mo Vaughn, one of my favorite players as a kid, to Tiki Barber, who's right downstairs, who I've gotten to know very well. A guy who the first jersey I bought for the NFL was Tiki Barber when I was a Giants fan in 2000. And he got to be on the show, followed me on Twitter, got to know him a little bit. Konstantin Maroulis, a guy you know from Idol I've watched, who I've become close with, who will be co-hosting the show and has co-hosted a show in the past. We just talked to William Hung, a guy I bought his album, who was a joke, but it's funny, and it's another one of those childhood memories that you love that I got to relive through this show. Kenny Anderson, we got to talk to. Comedians from Artie Lang to Vic DiBattista to Jim Brewer to Jim Norton to Ari Spears, dating back to the days I did a show with Troop, to Ian Eagle, one of my heroes in this industry, in an interview where he told us about the story of how he got the Nets job and he took off from there, a story that was picked up by Awful Announcing. Kevin Harlan, one of the best. Hall of Famer Warren Moon on this show. The Professor from the N1 mixtape tour, who I watched as a kid. Kenny Albert, one of the best broadcasters in the game. James Monroe Iger-Hart, who has become a friend of the program, the genie in Aladdin, now the star of Hamilton, I got to know very well, and a tremendous guy. You get to know these people and talk to these people, and it's a dream come true for me, and I'm still chasing that dream. I'm still chasing my own show on a big network, and I'm just so happy that I got to do it here for over 3 years. And that there were so many ups and downs along the way. Fourth and Goal with JB and BT from December 2014 through February 2015 turned into Brown and Troop from March 2015 to June 2015. Me and Troop ended, I wouldn't say on terrible terms, but it was a mutual ending. We both agreed, you know what, this isn't going to work out in the long term. There were fights along the way, but it was fun. I got to do a show with a guy who played in the NFL. And that was cool for me. Transition to Scoop, Brown and Scoop. 10 viral interviews over the course of the year. We had more viral interviews than most sports radio shows around the nation in the course of a year. I mean, 10 viral interviews. The lead story on TMZ. We were on CNN, CBS Sports, ESPN with the Samaki Walker interview. 60,000 listens. Picked up by every site, sports site almost in the country. Talked about on ESPN. Scoop getting featured and Brown and Scoop being headlined on CBS this morning, on Sunday morning. I mean, to me, doing a solo interview with Joe Theismann that went viral. And it's not even about going viral, but being notified for your work is a great feeling. And during these years, we got to be notified for certain things by getting picked up by almost every website, almost every outlet imaginable, from Kel Mitchell telling us that there was a reunion with Keenan in the works, picked up by Entertainment Tonight and all the entertainment sites. And that show lasted a year. And it got me to do my own thing. And my own thing here was about getting myself better, being able to give myself some practice that I didn't get with Brown and Scoop, which was a lot about the guest and having fun and a different kind of show. And I got to do what I wanted on this show. Did it blow people through the roof? No. But I had fun with it. I had some great guests along the way. We had some great freestyles, some great times in studio with these people, some great times on the phone. It was a lot of fun. And this is far from the end, as I'm working on a new show. I don't know when we'll talk about it, or we'll wait till someone takes it. But I'm looking forward to what's coming next. for me and for people who have followed me. And I think it's only going to go above and beyond from here. So people think, there's probably people out there who want me to stop and get rid of me from the hurdles we battled with Greg Giannotti, who didn't like me through them making fun of me and through all. People are sick of me posting episodes. But you're just going to have to get sicker because you can't get rid of me. So, I mean, I'm so grateful for having this chance. Unfortunately, they've decided to end the Radio.com podcast network as Cadence 13 takes over for Entercom, their own network they've started. Maybe we're on there. We don't know yet. But stay tuned. Who knows where we will end up. But I'm not done from the airwaves. This show for now is going to be done. But listen, when you take away the microphone, that stretch when the show with Troop ended, when I pitched the Scoop show, was killing me. Not doing something every week or at least a couple of times a month was absolutely killing me. So I won't be away from long because this is my passion. This is what I like to do. It doesn't pay the bills yet. And when it will, it's going to be a day of many emotions and blessings, because for those who get to do it for a living, I mean, I do envy you. It's an incredible thing to do what you love and to do your passion. For a lot of us, this is a side gig that you try to become a full-time gig, and that's what I'm doing. I'm in the process of that. 27 years old, and I got to start at 23 to 24 years old, basically. 24 years old. From CBSLocalSports.com to Play.it to Radio.com. On iTunes, getting on Spotify. I mean, it's been wonderful. I mean, thanks to Troop. Thanks to Ben Troop, former NFL tight end, for being my co-host. Thanks to Brandon Scoopy Robinson for doing a year. A lot of good memories there. A lot of shenanigans, a lot of parties, a lot of fun things that happened with that show. And this show, I got to interview a lot of people from my childhood. Hall of Famers. Todd Pratt, I even throw in there. Desi Relford, guys that when I was 10, 11 years old, I used to watch. Tony Richardson, the Jet fullback who helped take them to AFC title. I mean, all these guys that I got to see when I was younger that I got to talk to now and kind of just relive my childhood. Are they A-list guys? Probably not. But, like, to me, it meant a lot. So those are connections that I'll value forever, that I got to really kind of live out my dream through this show. Even if it didn't pay the bills, it's been an incredible experience. And I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep doing my best to put together the best show. And there were a lot of hurdles along the way from getting laid off last year. A lot of things changed. Booking studio time, not having the flexibility that I did in the past. So things changed, but I'm excited for what the future holds, because we've laid the groundwork here in these 4 years. We put the groundwork in. Everything was laid, set in stone through this show. And I felt like we did it in a kind of unique way. It wasn't just about what was going on in sports. It was about what's going on in life, what's going on in entertainment. From the sweatpants saga story and the girl who was mad at me for sweatpants to a first date in studio. I mean, you don't get that too often on many shows, where I had a girl here the first time I met her in studio for a first date. Awkward at first. Got a little better as it went on. But to those kind of things, to first dates, to when Troop, we had these food contests. We had the two different Cheesecake Factory versus Juniors. We had cool, fun things. To all the freestyles that happened with the rappers. I mean, Royce da 5'9 was in here, and French Montana, DJ Khaled, Jahlil Beats, one of the best rap producers on the planet. I mean, you name it. We had the star power, but we had the mix of entertainment and fun as well. From all the Facebook Lives that people have been annoyed with watching this fat, chubby face, those aren't done. They'll pause for now. But we've built the groundwork through the social following and promoting ourselves. This was kind of, I wouldn't say a one-man show, but I didn't have a lot of backing from the company. I mean, once everything changed, I didn't have a lot of backing. I had to do a lot on my own. And I feel like I did a good job, but I could definitely do better. And that's what I'm going to strive to do with this next show that will be coming. And I want to take this through the roof. It's going to be weird not coming here every week, not texting Pat, all right, what time's the studio? Next week it's going to be like the Mets one. Like, it's just going to be different. So I know for you too, Pat, is going to be different because you won't be here. Hopefully you're somewhere soon, but it's definitely going to be weird not having fun every week. I mean, we had some fun guests here. I know we had people, you love the William Hung. I mean, Todd Pratt, you love Lenny in here, a guy when you were young. So there's a lot of guys that I'm sure you enjoyed listening to as well, and I'm sure some people did. And while we didn't get thousands and thousands and thousands of listens, I felt like there's those who appreciated some of those interviews, and at least in my age category and yours as well. I feel like we had a wide varying base. I mean, not even mentioning Brandon Steiner, Seth Gold, a James Maslow. Like, we appealed to not just guys, but girls. Girls were like, oh, James Maslow, I loved Big Time Rush. So, like, people like that. To the Wendy Williams with the masks. I mean, one of the great moments. I mean, me wearing masks and making fun of Wendy Williams. That had 5,000 views on Facebook. People were loving that. To people who watch Gotham, David Mazouz. To people who watch Ballers with Omar Benson Miller. To Matt Cerrone creating Mets Block. To tennis fans, we had James Blake on. To the people who love Sandlot, we had Squints on the show. To if you're a fan of various artists, we had Snow the Product, who's an up-and-coming rapper who's a stud. To boxing fans, we had the Big Baby on, Jarrell Big Baby Miller. To just fans of sports broadcasting, we had freaking Linda Cohn on the show. Hockey fans, Corey Hirsch, Theo Fleury, Nick Wright, if you're in the sports media game now, Sonny Vaccaro, Jack McCallum, one of the great writers in sports, Nancy Lieberman, Hall of Fame coach, player. Pat Williams, Keith Van Horn, one of my favorites. Takiyo Spikes. Lil Duval, the comedian and actor. The Brown family was in here. The Mama Brown classic interview last week. To my buddy Justin McMahon, if you're a fantasy sports guru. Bob Nightingale, Rick Peterson, the former pitching coach, Artie Lang, the Sugar Hill Gang, and Melly Mel. Rick Barry, NBA Hall of Famer, Lil B, the bass god, who I out-freestyled, Mims, who made This Is Why I'm Hot, who I out-freestyled, to Nelson Figueroa, to our buddy Chesney Snow, the freestyles with Chesney and Gray Matter beatboxing with James Monroe, Igor Harden here, to Sal Masekela, to freaking George Foreman, to Dick Stockton, to Morton Anderson, the newest Hall of Famer, to our buddy Eric Coleman, the former Jet safety, to David Wilson in studio with Miss New York, to Tony Gonzalez, future Hall of Famer, to Michael Bisping, if you're a boxing fan, to Amy Trask, to Sean Kemp, the NBA great, in an interview that was picked up by multiple outlets, to Lawrence Tynes, our buddy, a couple of times. To our buddy Kim Adams, Kevin Harlan, I said, Scott Farrell. I mean, love Scott Farrell. And I got to chat with him downstairs. And he had a high regards for me. Taylor Rooks in studio. The beautiful Taylor Rooks at SNY, who's killing it. We even had freaking wrestlers. Dalton Castle, Colt Cabana, Adam Cole. To a poker player in Beth Shack. To the Seahawks chaplain. In honor of Sister Jean, we had Judah Smith in here in studio. To Jimmy Bennett. To Bella Thorne getting a call from Jimmy Bennett. To Jonah Carey. To Don Larson, who threw a perfect game. To Mike Haynes, the Hall of Famer. I mean, I ran through to Matis Yahoo, Willie Ponder. I mean, I went through pretty much, I think that's everyone. Chris Webby. Thomas Jones, HQ trivia host Sarah Priebus, Freddie Coleman, Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson, Ricky Seals-Jones, Tony Richardson, our buddy Sean Mraz, Mraz, Scott Pollard, Jennifer White, the porn star, Lawrence Sanderson most recently, and Jen Royal most recently. The list goes on and on. But I want to thank everyone, all the guests. The new show is coming. Stay tuned on social media at Jake Brown Radio. Thanks to everyone who's helped. I'll miss it here for sure, but I know bigger and better things are coming, and I'm going to keep pushing because I want to do this since I was seven. So it's 20 years later, and I've got to do it in some respects, but I'm not there yet. So I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep grinding, and a new show is going to be coming soon. Pat, it's been quite the run.
Of it, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was great. You did have some good shows, some good interviews.
When you look back, you really notice, like, damn, we had some good ones.
You had some big names.
There were stretches where there weren't big names, but like we had fun, and like there were stretches where we had big names.
And like you said, even if it wasn't a big name and not a Hall of Famer or not an all-time great,
like, we made it fun.
You made it fun, and that player or someone might have been involved in a moment that you could reflect as a childhood, like. Like Todd Pratt's home run. Like everyone could remember that, and you're like, wow, it was great to, you know, and it was great you as a Met fan get to interview him. Like, that's just great.
And we went out with a bang, from the Desi interview being the talk of Philadelphia. I mean, we went viral, to Lenny saying some crazy things about Charlie Sheen, to really going out with a bang with William Hung, and then Constantine closing it out. So just stay tuned. But like, it'll suck not to come here anymore, like to not have the studio. I mean, I'll tell you, I don't want to have to be the guy to do it from my bedroom or whatever it is. It definitely was a plus to having the equipment, everything set up to getting it posted, to everything. It's hard to get, and I got it. So, but I'm thankful for everyone here at CBS and Entercom for giving me this opportunity. From Fourth and Goal, JB and BT, to Brown and Troop, to Brown and Scoop, to the Jake Brown Show. That's it. That's a wrap. Constantine Maroulis will be in the final show, but I wanted to give a little goodbye show before we do get into the Final Four and before we do get into the MLB season preview we'll do with Constantine as well. I wanted to thank everybody who has listened, who has subscribed, who has followed, who has liked. Keep following and subscribe. The feed will still be there on iTunes. If you want to go back and listen to old episodes, it's still there. And a new show is going to be coming. We're pitching stuff to different places now. I'm not going to say yet what it's going to be, but I'm very hopeful, and I really do think someone has taken it. Someone will take it, and it's going to be even better than this show. So stay tuned, because it's only bigger and better from here. Again, thanks, everybody, for listening, for joining, subscribing, all you've done. Appreciate it very much. Thanks to CBS Entercom. It's the end of the run for now, but this thing is still going to go on. Jake Brown here, signing out from the Jake Brown Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.